The United States of America, known as Land of the Free, Home of the Brave, has come to symbolize freedom throughout the world. People from all nations and from all walks of life have called the United States home. The United States has welcomed them with open arms. Indeed, the famed Statue of Liberty is the embodiment of this dream. New York's public education system alone, its student body represents 145 countries. The United States has a deep affinity with Supreme Master Ching Hai. With her boundless love and compassion, Supreme Master Ching Hai has provided humanitarian assistance to many parts of the United States. In 1993, she sent relief teams to provide financial and material assistance to the victims of the six Midwestern states that were severely affected by heavy rain and flooding. On December 27, 1997, at the benefit concert A Journey Through Ascetic Realms, Supreme Master Ching Hai generously contributed $100,000 each to the Vietnam Children's Fund and the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. The following year, at another benefit concert, One World of Peace Through Music, she once more contributed generously, with two charity organizations being the recipients of her love. St. Jude Children's Research Hospital received $150,000, and the Starlight Children's Foundation received a check for $100,000. Additionally, in the face of one of the worst human tragedies ever to occur on U.S. soil, on September 11, 2001, Supreme Master Ching Hai responded immediately, sending relief teams from around the country and all over the world to Ground Zero in New York City. Supreme Master Ching Hai's financial contributions amounted to over $300,000 to organizations aiding the victims. To this day, Supreme Master Ching Hai continues to extend her loving compassion to all parts of the U.S., from Virginia, Ohio, Kentucky, and Alabama, to California, Florida, Texas, Hawaii, and other states. We now invite you to listen to the following lecture by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Eternal Life, Universal Law, in Boston, Massachusetts, USA, on October 27, 1989.
There are higher level than Samadhi. Now, what is a higher level than Samadhi's? That is of loving, of devotion. Love all creatures as our own selves. Love the enemies as friends. Love thy neighbor. Love God above all. And surrender everything to God. That is higher than Samadhi. But there is a trap here. We, the Buddhists, can also say that. Yeah? We love the Buddha. I worship the Buddha. And we love our neighbor. We love our friend, our enemy. That's it. But there is a difference between saying and really doing. Most of human beings are incapable of such great love because we are not trained in this way. Only enlightened people are capable of such great love and compassion and tolerance. Therefore, we see in many nations and many periods of times, people always fighting over ideals, over territories, over financial benefit. But they always say that sometimes in the name of love for their nation, love for their religion, love for their groups, their kinsmen. So, maybe it is true that they love their country, so they go and invade other country in order to benefit their own. But that is too small, the love. It's too limited. Now the love of Buddha and Christ includes the whole universe. Yes, yes. No races, no colors, no financial, no status. Therefore we see the disciples of the Buddhas have many social positions, different in social position, different in race, different in color, different in social status, and different nationalities. The disciple of Christ also the same. All kind of disciples, all kind of nationalities, all kind of personalities, all kind of different belief will unite themselves under the wing of an enlightened master. Because the enlightened master's love is so great, it encompasses everything, and no one feels excluded. And such enlightened souls would never fight or side with one person or one nation or any others, or any sex or any religions, but preach universal love, universal truth, and equality to all. Therefore, Jesus say, all are children of God. Whatever I can do today, you can do even greater tomorrow. He did not say, I'm the only son of God. He said, we are all the children of God. In the house of my Father, there are many mansions, and all are welcome. So Buddha also say the same thing. All of us can become Buddha. I have become Buddha, you will become Buddha. All beings have Buddha nature. These sayings denotes similar idea, the equality of mankind in the eyes of God or in the wisdom of Buddha. Only 6 years since I started my mission, but I have found that truly everyone inherits the kingdom of God. Everyone has Buddha nature, and everyone can see the Buddha nature in no time, provided he or she is willing to, is convinced that he and she can see, and willing to let a teacher help to open the door for them. All can see. All can enter into the kingdom of God. There is no one rich, poor, small, big, weak, strong, intelligent, stupid, has been refused into the kingdom of God. No one ever. Not as far as I know. Therefore, I believe what Christ say is true. We just have to become a child again, and then we can enter the kingdom of God. And right now, on earth. Why? Because the Bible say, lo and behold, the kingdom of God is within you. The Bible didn't say the kingdom of God is very far away, 20,000 years, light years distance. No, no, no. He said the kingdom of God is within you. And the Buddha says, Phật Tại Tâm. The Buddha is within you. So now both of them saying the same thing. See, if we want to find the Buddha, we want to find God, we have to go with him. But how to become a child? How to become a child is not easy, we think. Truly it's not easy if we do it all by ourselves. But if we have the grace of God and the blessing so of a living Buddha, the living Buddha is not the body, it is the power of love that flows into one body and to bless the whole world. So when the Buddha was alive, he said he was Buddha. It doesn't mean he was proud of his own personality, his ego or Buddha. No, no. Mean he already destroyed his own ego. He no longer a ordinary I, but he was once with the Father. Yeah? Once with the universe, with the creative force. So when Jesus said, I am the Son of God, yeah? I and my Father are one. It didn't mean that he was very arrogant and proud of himself as an individual ego self, but he knows that he's lost now. He has lost himself and merged into the ocean of consciousness, of the great wisdom. So how to become a child is very easy. We need a so-called cleansing process. First, we must vow to follow the commandments of the Bibles or the Buddhist scriptures again. They both say similar things. You shall not kill. In Buddhism also, Kamsaksan, you do not kill. And Hinduism also the same, ahimsa. No harm to other living beings. That means ahimsa. From that ahimsa stem the commandments of the Bible, of the Buddhist Sutra. Christ also has been in India for 19 years. Buddha also had to learn first from the Vedic scriptures. Then he became Buddha by his own right. So, if we follow the commandments of the Bible or the Buddhist scriptures, and we start to change our way of life, and then from that day on, also by the grace of God, we will be cleansed, be purified like a child. And then when we are purified, at that moment, we see the light of God. We see the kingdom of God, or so-called Buddha nature. So when Jesus was alive, he gave people baptism, to baptize people, yeah? Even he himself has to go through the process of baptism. He says, let the law be done. Why did he have to do that, even though he was already great? And John the Baptist knew he was great. But because he knows he has to set an example of humility, of believing in grace of God to the rest of humanity. His whole life is an example of humanity. Also, Sakyamuni Buddha is also the same. Sakyamuni was a prince and was very rich and very talented. He could have the whole nation in luxury. But he went around 49 years, even after his enlightenment, to beg. His begging doesn't mean that he couldn't work or he's unable to work. Just to show many things, many examples to humanity. The first is to show us the desirelessness for the world's possession. The second is to show us that we all have to depend on each other in order to live. No one is higher, no one is lower. He was the first one to preach equality, to break down the caste systems of the untouchable idea in India. He taught by his own example and humility. He doesn't only preach by mouth, by words, but he taught by his life example. Every great master does that. Jesus also did the same. He walked barefoot. He has nowhere to lay his head. Now, in our days, in this modern day of our time, we could not follow exactly like Buddha or like Jesus, but we could follow in our heart their way of living. We have to feel a detachment for this world, and that is also renunciation. We live in the world, but we live without the world. We should not crave so much for the material comforts. We have them just to sustain our life. But knowing in our heart truly that the greatest one like Buddha and Jesus never care for them. We follow Buddha in this way, by detachment, by desirelessness. We follow Christ in this way, by detachment, by desirelessness, and also by love for our people. Now, the American people have shown some of their Christianity love, of the Christ love, in some of the world's interaction with the other countries. For example, the American country have accepted many refugees from different nations. That is a part of Christ's love. That is how we follow Christ. That is also a part of Buddha's compassion. Therefore, I believe that if you are a good Christian, you are also a Buddhist. There is no difference between a Christian believer and a Buddhist, as long as we do good to others. No? Therefore, I never discriminate between the Buddhist believer and the Christian believer. Christian people did good to mankind in many ways. Buddhist people did good to mankind also in many ways. Just maybe a different way of doing and working. So we show our religious minded through our own action. Therefore, if we say something about the world situation and the amnesty and the compassion of the American people or other country, this is also very fit, no? It's fit in a religious lecture. But what I want to express is something more concrete than just like that. Yeah. Because some people want to know God, not only to serve God in human frame, but also want to know the God, the transcendental God, the transcendental Buddha nature. We see that Buddha became Buddha by what way? We see Christ, how he had become so great. There is a reason. There is a way to achieve this greatness. Just like any science, yeah? Just like you want to study in university, you have to have certain set condition. You must have some money, some qualification from high schools, you have to pass some exam. Now, if we want to become a Buddha or Christ, apart from this great love that we show to other human beings, like in human work, in amnesty work, in social service, we have to know our real nature. We have to know where we come from. We have to know how great we are. Now, we have been great in the past. We have come from the kingdom of God. If we haven't come from God, then where have we come from? God created all things. If we haven't come from this Buddha nature or the Tao, then where have we come from? We must start it from there, from that greatest source in the universe. So therefore, we have been great always. It's just that we forgot. That is the truth that we forgot. Now there is a way to remember these things again by walking backward to the higher source where we have come from. Just like you follow the river down to the sea. Now if you want to go back to the source of the river, walk backward. So, the kingdom of God is within us, so walk inward. There is a way to see the kingdom of God within, to see the Buddha within. That is what we call enlightenment method. We go back to the original. The Buddha had followed this method to become Buddha. Jesus Christ had followed this method to become the Son of God. Now if we say, well, we are all Son of God, we are already Buddha, so why need we practice? Yes, we are, but we forgot. There's no use for us now. We have to remember again through diligence, effort to go back into the past, to our own deep memory. That is what the scientists call 95% dormant intelligence. In that 95% lays many things. Now with only 5%, we can already go to Mars, we can already go to the moon, we can already make airplanes and rockets and all kind of comforts to life. What much more if we could use the 95%? The kingdom of God is ours if we know how to use it. We know we are Buddha. Everybody tells us we are Buddhas, or we are sons of God. But we don't know where that greatness is. We only know that we are miserable every day, or most of many days. I mean, I see the majority of people, yeah? Though they have money, they have good family status, everything is ephemeral. Look at our country, the Vietnam country. It has been glorious, peaceful. We have many things. We are very rich in minerals, in agriculture, in culture. But then suddenly we have nothing. Suddenly it's all turned upside down, everything destroyed. Many people who came to your country have been heroes in our country, have been generals in our country, have been top leaders in our country, have been millionaires, billionaires in our country. They have been in the glorious past. They've been men of wisdom, of social standing, of rich culture. It's just the ephemeral life has turned sometimes and make people become nothing. That we have to learn sometimes to come down, to be humble, and to know there is a greater force than our own hand and our human brain can control. Then we have to turn back to God, to turn back to practice, to become Buddha, to rely on this great force of the Buddha nature, our kingdom of God. That's maybe the reason why we have to learn sometimes through disaster to know God. Otherwise, we keep having success in our life and being so successful, we are carried away with it and we forgot where we come from. We forgot that we are greater than just a lawyer. We are greater than just a president. We are greater than just a millionaire. We are God's children. We are Buddhas. So this birthright we have to claim. Doesn't matter through what, through happiness, through longing, or through disaster. We have to be awakened through many means. Therefore I said earlier, there are many ways to find the wisdom within. If we do not long to find it ourselves, sometimes the Creator will send disaster to awaken us. So we see that many times in time of stress and disaster, we pray more earnestly, more sincerely to God than when we are well off, than when we are in happiness or in stable condition. Is that not so? Mm. So when we have pain or our family have people die or some disaster, we pray. That time we remember God very clearly. Please, 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 please. So many prayers. Yes. Now we do not need to wait until the disaster befall us in order to remember to practice to become Buddha again or to be like Christ. We should do it when we have time and leisure and good condition so that we do not have to have experience disaster. What we call in Vietnamese, to prevent is better than to cure. Yes, Vietnamese, we say like that. We all know this. Every nation we say the same thing. But we just don't do it. We just don't prevent things. We just do things and then reap the results and then we cry. We have been through lives like 30 years, 40 years, 50 years now. We should have known a little bit more about this ephemeral nature of life. We should turn back to God now. So that the day we leave this world, God open the kingdom for us. Buddha welcome us. Not the darkness, not the evil plane of existence, what we call Satan, power or negative power, or the power of Maya. So I am here, like everywhere else, just to offer you a way to find your own greatness. Yeah. With God, well and good. With Buddha, it's also well and good. Without God, without Buddha, you still can find your greatness, because you are that. You're born from God. You're bound to go back to God. Whether you believe or not believe, you are that. You cannot escape anyhow. So I just want to offer you what I have found as a treasure, hidden treasure within myself. And I know the hidden treasure is within you as well. I would like to only to help you to know your greatness, your self-worth, and then you live in the world as king, as saint, as Christ did, as Buddha did. And not so having inferior complex and not doing your work well and not sleeping well, having guilt conscience, having sickness, disease, body and mind. This is my purpose.
Master Qinghai, now in order to find the true Buddha nature in yourself or to join the land of Buddha nature, can you do it like in everyday life or do you have to be sujaran?
Oh, you do it in everyday life. You don't need to become a monk. And you have already become a layperson, so you stay like that. There is no interference to enlightenment, whether you have your hair long or short. Just the way you choose to live your life. You choose to be living with family and friends. I choose to serve your family, your friends, and my family, my friends, in a more non-attached way, in a more universal way. Yeah? This is a matter of choice only. Everyone can know the Buddha nature without becoming a monk or a nun.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
How do you understand good and evil?
You want to know my opinion, right?
Yes.
You see, according to all the understanding of majority people, good is what makes others happy and content and joy. Evil is what harming others make themselves sorrow for our own benefit.
But you said our true nature is Buddha or Christ.
Yes.
So where does good and evil comes?
Yes, that's right.
Where does it fit?
Also come from Christ and come from Buddha nature. Now, I do not condemn or blame people for being bad or evil. It is because they are not satisfied with the way of life here in this world. So they try to struggle for something better. Maybe just for their own good. But that is because in the very deep memories of their wisdom, they know they had something before. They had all before. Yeah? I have told you that we are Buddha. We all came from a great source, the highest kingdom where we have everything. And now we are here, deprived of so many things. And so we become anxious, become suffer. So we struggle for something great, for some comfort, and we think that will comfort our soul. Yeah? That is because our Buddha nature, our Christ wisdom inside now, we had many things before. We had saw things before, and now we have nothing. Yeah? So you feel deprived of so many things, or struggle, and sometimes because of lack of wisdom, lack of training, lack of good teacher, we try to do things by the dark way. Instead of doing it in the right way, we do it the left way. But also came from the struggle to perfection. Came from the struggle to regain what we have lost. If you look at the world, the miserable world, sometimes, even if you are enlightened, you want to forget from the helplessness of human limitation. You see so many sufferings and so many frustration, and you couldn't do anything much. You don't know where to start to help. And you could not help. So sometimes people take to drinking drug to forget the misery of life, to forget the frustration they have to confront to each day. So I do not condemn anything. I just want to help those who are frustrated and who do not know the right way. I just offer the right way and say, do it this way, it's better. It's safer and lasts longer and it's happier. Yeah?
Thank you.
It has been a joy to have your charming company on today's Words of Wisdom. Please join us again on Friday for Part 3 of Eternal Life, Universal Law. And now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Models of Success. Farewell and God bless.